This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Well, first we're going to have to talk about who Ricky Nelson is, because Antoinette's not going to know.
Ricky Nelson, the singer, the former long-ago TV star, mm-hmm. or one of the TV stars, mm-hmm. became the breakout star of Ozzy and Harriet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was a teenage rock and roll star in the... Not the earliest days of rock and roll, but close.
So like Partridge Family stuff?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, a lot like that. He grew up in front of people when TVs were black and white and stood on little legs. Mm-hmm. And he was killed in a plane crash on December 31st, 1985.
As he was beginning to, he had begun to have a career renaissance.
A country rock
mm-hmm. yeah.
career renaissance. The point of this being that his sons, Gunnar and Matthew, are coming to the Alma Performing Arts Center for a show on Thursday.
Now, they used to be known as Nelson. Just
right.
singularly Nelson.
Oh,
right.
Long hair. Right. They were
right.
kind of, yeah.
And they consider themselves, I talked to Matthew, who is a sweet boy, even though he's not, wouldn't be a boy, I guess, now.
Yeah.
But they have this great respect for the heritage of Ozzy and Harriet.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that she sang at the Cotton Club?
I did know that, actually. Yes.
What's the Cotton Club? Sorry.
No, it was a legendary sort of, not after hours, but a legendary club where often African-American or jazz or blues acts or swing acts. And it was the hip place to be for a long time.
And so it would have been really strange, number one, that this white woman was performing there. And then she went on to be this, like, iconic mom on TV.
For some reason, the Cleaver household stayed relevant in people's imagination, where Ozzy and Harriet, for many people, not so much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cliche to say you live an Ozzy and Harriet lifestyle, but mm-hmm. I don't know many people who've seen the show. And actually, the only show that has had more primetime episodes as a half hour than The Simpsons is Ozzy and Harriet.
I thought it was funny that Matthew said he would be with his grandmother and people would come up to them and say either they loved her, she was the mom that they always wanted, or they hated her because they couldn't live up to her standards.
Right.
And she said, "Don't forget, I only play me on TV." And he said the only thing that she made for dinner was reservations. So anyway, they've had Ricky went on to have this great career, and then the boys have gone on to have their own career, but they also do this tribute show to their dad, and that's what they're bringing to the Alma Performing Arts Center.
And when is this?
This is Thursday at 7:30, and tickets start at $20. I think if you remember who Ricky Nelson is, they say they have a great following of people who remember when he died in the same breath mm-hmm. with JFK and Martin Luther
oh,
King
wow.
Jr., but they also have a following of their fans and of younger people who have no idea what they're getting into and still connect, because it's kids paying tribute to their dad.
Right.
Anyway, tickets at 632-2129. In other music.
Yes.
It's First Friday.
In downtown Bentonville it is.
And Kaye Soul is the headliner, performing at 7:15 tonight downtown.
They're a lot of fun.
The Whiff and Poofs of Yale perform tonight.
That's right.
At the Arid Arts Center in Bentonville. They are considered the best known a cappella collegiate group in the world.
Started singing at a bar.
Shows at 8 o'clock and tickets are $10. Bill Dollar and Loose Change performs tonight at Jam and Java, or rather tomorrow morning at Jam and Java on the Fayetteville Square.
Because it's the first farmer's market in
it
Fayetteville.
It is the first
year.
Farmer's
yes.
market. I love that time of year. They play from 9 to noon and it's free. Straight No Chaser performs Tuesday. More a cappella.
Yeah.
At the Fort Smith Convention Center. Tickets start at $29 at Ticketmaster.com. Bella Flex coming to town.
With the original lineup.
7 o'clock Thursday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $28. And Neumeyer's Rib Room in Fort Smith has announced two concerts for the summer season.
I'm reading upside down. I hope this is what I think it
Grace
is.
Grace Potter and the Nocturnals
are going to be in Fort Smith.
Uh-huh.
On May 1st. Followed.
When do tickets go on sale? Because you'll have about 5.5 minutes to get them.
I think they're already on sale. So check now.
Okay.
Ribroom.com. And followed 2 days later by glam rocker Brett Michaels.
All right. He was here for the
Kiss a Pig.
Kiss a Pig. Yeah.
Tickets for Grace Potter are $29.50. And tickets for Brett Michaels are $42.50. Ribroom.com.
All right. Plenty of music.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.